This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 225 for Monday, January 15th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its recent rally on Monday morning, despite a largely negative sentiment in comparable oils. While European rapeseed is mostly higher, Malaysian palm oil is down. Crude oil is also lower as traders looked for signs regarding monetary policy at the World Economic Forum meetings in Davos, Switzerland this week. The Canadian dollar is down more than 0.3 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The March canola contract is up $4.20 per ton at $631.20. There will be no trading in the United States markets today due to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The commodities markets will reopen Monday evening. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates on Friday. The agency raised its corn production estimate by 108 million bushels to 15.342 billion, which would be a new record. The projected average yield of 177.3 bushels per acre would also be a record high. Ending stocks were 31 million bushels higher at 2.162 billion. U.S. corn stocks as of December 1st were 12.169 billion bushels, 13% higher than 1 year earlier. The USDA also cut Brazil's production outlook by 2 million tons at 127 million, while leaving Argentina's unchanged at 55 million. On Friday, the March corn contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.47. The USDA raised its soybean production estimate by 36 million bushels to 4.165 billion, despite the trade projecting a 7.2 million bushel decrease. The projected average yield was 50.6 bushels per acre, while carryout was unchanged at 280 million bushels. Soybean stocks as of December 1st were 3 billion bushels, down 1% from a year ago. The USDA cut Brazil's soybean production estimate by 4 million tons at 157 million, while Argentina's was raised 2 million tons at 50 million. The March soybean contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.24 on Friday. The USDA left its wheat production estimate unchanged at 1.812 billion bushels, along with an average yield of 48.6 bushels per acre. However, the projected carryout was cut by 11 million bushels to 648 million. Planted winter wheat acres in the U.S. for 2024 were 34.425 million acres, down 2.274 million from 2023. 1.41 billion bushels of wheat stocks were counted on December 1st, 98.4 million more than 1 year earlier. On Friday, the March Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.15. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7 even. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.